Hi, we're here again with more of the CCIM Voice. We're taping live from the National CCIM Conference here in, we're in Austin today, aren't we? All right, now we're here with Ryan G. Christensen. He's a CCIM. He's president of Christensen Commercial Real Estate in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Now, are you from San Juan originally?
My family on my father's side is originally from San Juan.
Oh, great.
Third generation.
Awesome.
I was born in the States in Virginia, but raised in Puerto Rico.
Oh, great. Well, listen, you know, there's interesting stuff going on in Puerto Rico right now, but I want to set the table with, why'd you get a CCIM?
CCIM, you know, the brand internationally holds a lot of clout, and we're really trying to promote that in Puerto Rico because it really makes a difference. Everybody's speaking the same language. It facilitates deals and the volume of deals and underwriting of those deals.
That's great. Now, what was your background before you got your CCIM, and what did you do before?
I returned to Puerto Rico in 2004, dove into the commercial real estate market, got my CCIM.
Straight out of school? Or?
No, after school, I spent 2 years in Chicago working for an international software statistical analysis company.
Okay.
But then the economy was booming in Puerto Rico, you know, in 2004.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
Things are different now.
Yeah. So in 2004, financing was readily available. Construction cranes dominated the landscape. Properties were multiplying in value.
I was going there on vacation.
Yeah. So things have changed. In 2006, we went to a recession. It's taken us a little longer to get out. But there's positive indicators that illustrate that we're on the brink of recovery.
Well, then that to me sounds like the arrows are pointing up for people making money. For people that can't find yield in the mainland United States, it sounds like they need to be calling you to find some yield.
That's a fact. Our cap rates are much higher than the mainland. I spend about 90% of my time promoting Puerto Rico outside of Puerto Rico because we have some very aggressive tax incentives, Act 20 and Act 22, which drives fresh capital to the market. Act 20 is basically an export services and goods incentive that gives you a flat 4% corporate tax rate for 20 years via
wow.
Government decree. Act 22 is a single investor act. So if you're a single investor and you move to Puerto Rico and generate Puerto Rico sourced income, manage your family office, your trading office, anything, you're taxed at 0% for 20 years.
Well, wait a minute now. Hold on, because you just opened up a whole new world. We got plenty of listeners that have family offices. Tell me the advantage of moving your family office to Puerto Rico. You nailed me right between the eyes.
So you move your family office to Puerto Rico. We are a U.S. territory, a Commonwealth of the United States, but we do not adhere to the tax code, IRS tax code 933. So we have an independent tax structure. So we can create our own tax incentives separate from the federal government. This does not need to be approved by Congress. This is real. So we have attracted many, many, many investments, hedge funds, traders, family offices that are just pouring capital into Puerto Rico because we have U.S. flag. We have all the infrastructure, the connectivity, the hospitals, the schools,
man,
everything.
Man, I'm sitting here making money with you hand over fist. So tell me, what is the number one category for opportunity in Puerto Rico? Hospitality, multifamily, office? It sounds to me like you're telling me office.
Well, historically, it's been pharmaceutical manufacturing. Now we're shifting to the exports of goods and services. Mainly the exports of goods is not the manufacturing, but the assembly and then and distribution to project sites.
So you have like a free trade zone there?
We do have free trade zones. Those are regulated by the federal government because of I think it's the Jones Act. But there's opportunities in the industrial sector, the office sector, across the board, the hospitality sector. I mean, let me just give you an example. My firm last year grew 90% in sales volume. We sold $103 million worth of real estate last year.
Why am I working in Miami?
90% of that was to new players in the market.
So how do you find these new players?
By coming to the CCIM conference, by getting out there, by leaving Puerto Rico, by promoting Puerto Rico mainland and internationally.
Well, it sounds to me like you're not leaving Puerto Rico. It sounds to me like you're leading Puerto Rico. Now, if people want to get more information about you and about Puerto Rico and how to make money in these, it sounds to me like risk-adjusted returns are just great over there. How do they get a hold of you?
Ryan Christensen. You can go to my website, christensencommercial.com. You can call me directly, 787-518-6676. You know, we're readily available. Our staff is ready to inform and
help people make money, huh?
Help people make money.
I can't wait. Ryan, thanks so much for being on the CCIM Voice. We look forward to working with you in the future. in Puerto Rico. We'll be back after this.
Thanks, Jim.
My pleasure.
That's awesome.
Great, cool.